Retirement planning can be complicated and confusing, and a new survey finds that many people's expectations don't match up with the realities of retirement. That survey comes from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. It included over 1,000 retirees and over 1,000 people who are still in the workforce. One finding, over 70% of current workers expect to make money by working after retirement. But hang on, only about 30% of retirees actually bring home money from employment. Workers also had different expectations about when they would retire and how much of a role Social Security would play in their post-retirement finances. Our next guest follows retirement issues and working later in life, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you recently retired, did everything go according to plan, or did you retire maybe earlier than you wanted to? Did you want to work after retiring? If so, are you working? And if you're looking ahead at retirement, however far down the road, what are some of the biggest things that you find confusing, hard to predict, hard to get started on even thinking about? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Carrie Hannon is a career transition, retirement, and personal finance expert. She's a senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Her latest book is called In Control at 50 Plus, How to Succeed in the New World of Work. Carrie, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, it's fantastic to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
One of the most striking things about that survey is that stat I mentioned. Most people, by a fair margin, think, yeah, I'm going to keep making money by working after retirement. A minority of people actually do that after they retire. What do you make of that big difference?
Yeah, you know, I think that there is this idea that we're going to be able to continue working. And what happens is simply life gets in the way, right? I mean, there are a couple of things that can happen. It's normally a health issue or some sort of disability that may keep you out of the workplace. And it can also simply be ageism. You know, it's deeply embedded in our culture, in the workplace, and it might be just a bit harder to get back to work or continue to work than people imagine it's going to be. So there are things you can do to make it more possible for you, but there really is a huge gap here in what people expect to do in earning money in retirement and what actually happens.
Now, for that person who is trying to figure out what their post-retirement finances might look like, what would you say to them if they said, yeah, a good portion of my retirement is going to come from working after retirement? How might they adjust their thoughts based on this survey?
Well, you know, the point is you need to, if you think that's what you want to do, you have to do all of those things to make this a possibility for you. You need to start thinking in advance, line some things up. And these can be contract work opportunities. So it doesn't mean pedal to the metal as it was before, but try to line some things up. Make sure that your skills are relevant, that you have skills that are up to date, because no employer is going to take you on if they have to train you to do a new job. So you need to make sure you're current in the skills that you have and that have a real, you know, take the time ahead of time to scope out what might be possible for you. And I do think an important thing to remember is remote work coming out of the pandemic. Remote work took off. It's here to stay. Yes, employers love hybrid situations these days, but for retired workers or someone who has a health issue that doesn't want to deal with the commute anywhere, remote jobs are really a great way to go. And you don't have to work for somebody in your town. These are global opportunities.
I want to stay on this subject before we move on to other parts of this survey, because you've written a couple, since this piece came out, you've written a couple of things related to it. And maybe some good news here. Another survey of employers says it looks like over time they're getting more willing to hire and keep older workers. What do we see there?
Oh, I so love that. Yeah, thank you for noting that. Transamerica Institute came out with a recent survey that said that, hey, you know, employers are finally saying that, yeah, we are, you know, giving a great deal of consideration to workers over 50 or more considerable attention to them, which is something they didn't say in the past. They also noted that they are offering more workplace training programs to help retain their older workers and other situations looking for more flexible opportunities. These are all great things that employers, I mean, I got to tell you, you know this as well as many of the listeners out there, is that it's a reality that employers need to keep older workers on the job, whether it's on a part-time basis, it's on a flexible basis, because sheer demographics, there are just not as many younger workers coming up through the system because of the fallout in fertility rates, which started a long time ago. It's a global issue, but in order to keep their workforce, they need to hang on to these older workers.
And another piece, just scrolling through your list, Carrie, gives us tons of ideas for topics here. You wrote about, again, for these seniors, either older workers looking to change careers or maybe thinking about that post-retirement job, adult education programs can be a goldmine. What is out there?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of this. And it's so important that people, as I mentioned at the top, you know, you have to keep your skills relevant and up to date for whatever the position you're looking to do is. And coming out of the pandemic, virtual learning opportunities absolutely exploded. I mean, we're not talking, you don't have to go get a degree or spend a ton of money. You can really just cherry pick. I want to do this particular skill. And if you go online, there's from the big universities down to, you know, just smaller programs, you can find programs that you can do virtually as well as go in person. You know, the community college system still offers a great deal, but the opportunities that both universities, colleges, and then some other more nuanced groups are starting to offer classes really aimed at the older student. And again, let me tell you, this goes back to demographics, because they are seeing a shortage of this, the younger people coming up in traditional, that four-year university experience, perhaps, or longer with a master's or a PhD or what have you. But they need to build out lifelong learning, or long life learning, as we like to call it, because there is this longevity. People are living longer for the most part. And so say, you know, it's not just one and done, 4 years of college and you're out. They need to build systems where people are learning throughout their lifespan. And this is what we're seeing starting to happen. And I really encourage workers who are interested in staying in the workplace in some way, earning an income, to, you know, have some financial security as you age. This is a wonderful thing to do for yourself. But take a look around, and they can look at my article, but there's plenty of resources out there.
Talking to Carrie Hannon, columnist at Yahoo Finance, author of books including In Control at 50 Plus, How to Succeed in the New World of Work. We're talking about a recent survey that shows we have a lot of expectations about retirement that don't match up with the realities for retired people when it comes to things like working, timing of retirement, and more. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you retire earlier than planned? Have you worked after retirement? What did it take to get a job post-retirement? Join in with your experiences or questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk with finance columnist Carrie Hannon about retirement and why our expectations don't always match up with reality. Recent survey found a big gap between what people thought would happen in retirement, the timing of retirement, if they'd keep working, and what actually happens. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Russell is with us in Taylor County. Russell, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I was listening to the program just now, and I work for a delivery service that owns white trucks and not brown ones, and I'm 75 years old. I had 30 years in one of the branches of the service, and I'm a retired officer, and I taught school for a long time, and I just can't emphasize hard enough that you have to stay engaged with this life, and I don't mean just a little bit. You have to stay fully engaged with the life. And that's my way of doing it. I'm outside. It's a beautiful day in northern Wisconsin. I've had a great time driving, just as I always do. It's a lot of physical work. I make a little bit of walking around money. It's a great way to go.
And Russell, you're in pretty good shape, it sounds like, at 75.
Well, you know, for a long time I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, kind of doing jobs that were easy to do. And so I deliberately took a job that's not easy physically to do.
Interesting. Russell, thanks for that call and sharing your experience. More power to you. Carrie, great for Russell. What should other people be thinking about if they want to work at 75? Yeah.
Oh, Rob, thanks. You know, I just want to chime in with Russell. Way to go, because that's another point to make. It's not all about the money. Yes, that's nice to have, as he called it, walking around money, or maybe even more. But what continuing to work in retirement years is also part of socialization. It's about having a reason to get up in the morning, out doing something physical and engaged in the world. And that is, that mental benefit is so important to remember. And I do think that work, people get caught up in it being sort of a four-letter word, when in fact, it is really something that can be super positive in all kinds of parts of our lives.
Russell, thanks so much for calling in. John joins us now in Duluth. John, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, the main point I would make was, it would be, it's great to pursue the things that you were interested in but didn't have time when you were working, or felt guilty doing them because you should actually be doing your work-related stuff. But what I would recommend to people is, before you retire, like let's say a year before you retire, and it might be hard to do, but calculate what your budget is going to be, what your actual retirement income is going to be, and then live according to that budget for a year. And then the money that you don't spend, then you can put that away in a savings account. So when you retire, you know, I just had a furnace bill on expensively for $711. When I was working, well, okay, I can do that. You know, when you retire, that's a big chunk out of a retirement check. So that was the hardest thing, is you retire and you're used to having twice the income and you don't have that anymore.
John, thanks for calling. I think a lot of important steps there, Carrie. First of all, the idea of calculating how much money am I going to make after I retire?
Yes, John, thank you for bringing that up for Rob and me, because that's a point. So many people don't take the time to run their numbers. It's, you know, it sounds kind of daunting. They'll get to it eventually, or they don't want to even think about it. But if you can plan ahead and at least get a rough, there are lots of retirement calculators online. You can maybe work with a financial advisor or whatever it is that's going to work for you. But if you can take that time and really focus on what's it going to look like, do that budget, as you said, John, it really can make a huge difference in how people really navigate this next chapter in their lives.
John, thanks a lot for sharing that. I appreciate it. Getting back to the survey we started with, here's another interesting misconception. People underestimate the role of Social Security income as they anticipate retirement. What did we learn there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the EBRI study showed that only a third of workers, 33%, expect Social Security will be a major source of income in retirement. But guess what? The majority of retirees say it is. So there is this disconnect. They're not fit doing that budget, running those expected numbers. And frankly, the Social Security Administration, you can go right online now at their website, and there are ways that you can get a good bead on what your monthly check is likely to be. And then you work from there and find out how big a source of income is that going to be? Do you need to bring in additional income from some sort of work after retirement? And some of those things you and I discussed earlier, Rob.
Let's go back to our callers now. Chloe is with us in Clinton. Chloe, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was a reluctant retiree. I did not want to retire, but at the age of 72, I felt compelled because of my required minimum distributions for my investments going back to the government if I continued working. But I needed the intellectual stimulation and socialization of working with other people. So I now volunteer more than 40 hours a week.
Wow.
With our Rotary Club and the SCORE organization as a mentor, and I couldn't be happier.
And Chloe, I got to ask, what was your job that you were so happy to stick with?
I did international project management for a firm that manufactures hematology instruments.
Wow. Chloe, thanks so much for sharing that. Carrie, what do you think of Chloe's story?
Chloe, way to go again. I mean, I love this idea of working and making it, you know, working not for pay necessarily, but making an impact, giving back. And I mean, as a project manager, I can be quite assured that you can do almost anything you're asked to do in an organization. And so this is really important for people to remember, because you are also getting those benefits of engaging with the world, you know, getting out of your head and into the world and having that socialization, that mental stimulation, all those great things. But at the same time, you're giving back. So I think this is an example that a lot of people should consider.
Chloe, thanks for sharing that. And Carrie, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Oh, Rob, thank you. Thank you.
That was Carrie Hannon, career transition, retirement, and personal finance expert. She's a senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Her latest book is In Control at 50 Plus, How to Succeed in the New World of Work. By the way, the article that Carrie wrote that triggered this conversation, we've got it linked over at WPR.org/Central Time, looking at retirement, why our expectations don't always match up with reality. You can keep sharing your story of how retirement worked for you or how you're hoping it's going to work for you. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Did things work out differently for you? In a good way, in a bad way, a little of both. Love to hear your story. Again, you can email ideas@WPR.org.